This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people.
And he has said that the video doesn't represent who he is. But I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is. You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I take responsibility for using a personal email account. Obviously, if I were to do it over again, I would not.
But for you to say that there was nothing wrong with you deleting 39,000 emails, again, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails?
I'd like to know. Why aren't you
brought up the emails?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
Ken Karpowitz has a question.
It's nice to one on three. To solve a problem, you have to be able to state what the problem is or at least say the name. She won't say the name and President Obama won't say the name. But the name is there. It's radical Islamic terror. And before you solve it, you have to say the name.
Unfortunately, there's been a lot of very divisive, dark things said about Muslims. And it's also very short-sighted and even dangerous to be engaging in the kind of demagogic rhetoric that Donald has about Muslims. We need American Muslims to be part of our eyes and ears on our front lines. I respect his children. His children are incredibly able and devoted, and I think that says a lot about Donald.
I disagree with much of what she's fighting for. I do disagree with her judgment in many cases. But she does fight hard, and she doesn't quit, and she doesn't give up, and I consider that to be a very good trait.
Thanks to both of you.
Well, the debate that didn't start with a handshake ended with one, but ended, you know, thank God for, you know, one of the people there asking the questions, you know, for the gentleman saying, can you say something nice? You know, it was like the father entered the room. You know, we talked about this and you know, saying, hey, say something nice about your brother and your sister, okay? Or you're not having dessert, you're not going to have dinner. Maybe for the next 3 weeks. Behave yourself. They were able to do that. I think that some of the things that came out of this is that, you know, there were some directions as I listened to both of them, you know, and I was trying to listen for substance. Once I got past the first 15, 20 minutes, I don't know about you, but it was uncomfortable. I mean, you knew that this was going to, you know, it was not going to be real pretty. And Donald Trump, you know, had to do what he had to do to survive. I mean, he had some people, you know, respected people in his party that were exiting. He got disinvited from Paul Ryan's event. You know, Reince Priebus, I think he was beside himself trying to figure out, okay, how do I put Humpty Dumpty back together again here? And the thing is about Trump, he is his own man, and he's going to find a way to survive, and he did. I mean, he was able to give himself a lifeline. I mean, you know, as we were talking about Frank Luntz, you know, with his focus group, Frank Luntz, I had the same sentiment that Frank did, frankly, that, you know, that his candidacy is pretty much gone. But, you know, here it is. He's got one breath left in him. Let's see what could happen. And sure enough, he was able to revive himself and give himself another day because of the debate last night. You know, but I think that out of it, like I said, I was listening to say, okay, in the context, what do they agree on? What things can, you know, can they make sense? Maybe the way in which they get the things done are different, but I think there was some, you know, some more agreement there, which I was happy to see. But we still have a choice to make, ladies and gentlemen. That's what lies before us. You decide. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you with us as we join together to fight the good fight. Call it for what it is. I mean, words may have meaning, and we got to use the right words instead of something that's fancy and soft and, begins to, rewrite or somehow does not give us a clear view. This is why the truth is so important. And why we pursue it at any cost, no matter where it leads us. Time and again, when you look at empires of the past, they begin to delude themselves. They begin to, buy in, I guess, to their own publicity and get away from the truth of the matter. And they start exchanging what we would call the truth for a lie. I like Andy Andrews' book that he wrote about World War II. How do you kill 11 million people? Yeah, basically, you tell a big lie. And often, it's the bigger the lie, the better. For some reason, which you think, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, what does it take? You know, I think we have to be preconditioned to get there. And certainly, that's the scary part about America. When 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, the scary part is that we're seeing it. But we're, as a result of being on the wrong track, we're very vulnerable to make some bad choices. That's what I'm concerned about, including choices about our national security, immigration, when it comes to other issues that are so important to us, health care. You know, we want to throw our arms up in the air, and we're going to have millions of families here without health care. And what's going to happen? They're going to say, I surrender. You know, let's go to single payer. Is that the best idea that we can come up with, or is that just a... an immediate solution to this mess that the Democrats have created for us? This is what happens. You know, we get backed in a corner and we have no other way out. So we end up choosing poorly out of desperation because we didn't stop. We didn't look around, as the song says. That's our caution these days, that we don't rush into things. You know, our founding fathers deliberately set up a system that would force us to take our time. And little did they know that this was going to be a document that, hundreds of years later, the microwave generation that we are would come into play. You know, I say that we often stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, it's just not fast enough. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. But that's our nature. That's what we've been conditioned for. And we've been conditioned for a lot of things, to accept that it's okay if our politicians are greedy. You know, we kind of expect that. It's okay if they steal the people's money. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay if they have insider trading. You know, I've talked to people about this. It's so incredible to me. You know, when we talk about the insider trading actions and activity of Congress, and it was only, a couple of years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, that they finally said, hey, look, we're not going to have this anymore. We think it's kind of, it's unfair to the rest of, unfair, this is the way, this is the language, it's like narrative. It's unfair that we have insider trading advantage. We're going to do something about it, and we're no longer going to do insider trading. Can you believe this? Up until about 3 years ago. And thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for putting a light on that situation. With us right now, as I mentioned, David Stockton, who became famous as President Ronald Reagan's budget director in the 1980s, making history as the youngest cabinet member in the 20th century before winning his well-earned nickname of Father of Reaganomics and his reputation of a tough negotiator with House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Stockman was a three-time Michigan congressman, and he has recently written the book Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Happy to be with you. And I thought your opening was terrific segue into what my book is about, because even though the title is Trumped, it's not really a testimonial for the man or the candidacy. It's an indictment of the last 30 years of policy drift of what I call the misrule of the Wall Street Washington elites, who were out of touch with the country, particularly what I call flyover America, that great space between the coasts, where the economy is clearly failing and people are just fed up and they've had it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, all the pundits, the establishment media has been totally surprised and flummoxed by what happened in the Republican primaries and where the presidential campaign stands today. Now, I liked your point about wrong track. I think another angle on it is recency bias. Mm-hmm. We are so focused on breaking news because you read it on your device or cable, can't get off from it, you know, by the hour, that we forget what the big picture and the trend has been. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote this book, to remind people that since the year 2000, real median household income in America, this is rank and file Main Street America, if you use an honest inflation measure, not the one put out by the BLS, which way undercounts the cost of living that people face, real median income is down 21%. It's never happened before in peacetime history or any history, and so therefore people are upset, and for damn good reason. We have not created one real, what I call, full-time, full-pay breadwinner job, and I documented in the book, since the year 2000. In fact, since Bill Clinton was shuffling out of the Oval Office. Now, there's never been a period of 16 years where we didn't create one real, sustainable breadwinner job. Yeah, they come and go, the part-time jobs and the gigs and bars and restaurants and so forth. But you can't build an economy. You can't build a solid society. You can't build families and retirement on 26 hours a week at $13 an hour, you know, in a bar somewhere. So what I'm getting at here is the system is failing, and at the heart of it is a rogue central bank that is printing money like never before, and a fiscal situation in Washington that is burying the country in debt, $20 trillion of debt, and it's going up at a fantastic rate built in because of all these entitlements and the spending momentum that's totally ignored by politicians. And frankly, it's a bipartisan issue
without a doubt.
The Republicans haven't done much about it either. So that's kind of an introduction to where I'm coming from. But it really highlights, I think, the point you made about we're drifting towards the wall and no one seems to know it, because we're looking at things 1 hour at a time and can't see where we've been and the very dangerous area where we're headed.
Well, David, I've maintained, you know, since the era of Reaganomics and what you and President Reagan were able to support, and we've got empirical evidence and how we drifted away from something that was, you know, was working and that had us on, you know, a stronger footing. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made, no doubt. But by and large, I think for the most part, it was an excellent program. I mean, to give us some foundation, not to allow people who thought they knew better to come in and social engineer. And again, you got that typical disease of politicians who need a vote, and they figure the best way to get it is to use our money and to put us deeper in debt.
Right. I think the other point I would make is, yes, that's all true about what happened on Capitol Hill and in the White House, but we've got another set of unelected.
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Dave?
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, get you up and going this morning. Welcome. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with David Stockman. We're talking about his new book, Trumped. a nation on the brink of ruin and how to bring it back. David Stockman brings us an insider-turned iconoclast report on how 30 years of financial and political misrule by the Washington Wall Street elites have brought the U.S. to the brink of ruin. David, I want you to come back and finish summarizing your point, and then also let's get into those 12 unelected officials that you referred to earlier.
Right. You know, I was saying that the politicians have led us astray, but I think the worst case is the 12 unelected politicians who run the Federal Reserve, who would have you believe that they're in touch with some arcane economic science that's beyond our capacity to understand. And without them, you know, capitalism would collapse into some black hole of permanent depression. That is just a total myth. And yet, because of the way policy is evolved for the last 30 years, they are now in control of everything. I call them, that is the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the Monetary Politburo of the U.S. They peg every interest rate. They dominate the debt markets. They shape and form the yield curve. They basically put a floor under the price of stocks and bonds, and are constantly inflating larger and larger bubbles. Now, all of this is a bad thing because honest financial markets that are set by the law of supply and demand are the essence of capitalism. And when we destroy the financial markets, we're destroying the Main Street economy. I focus on two things that are really bad. One, their 2% inflation target. There is no reason to think that in this world where we have to compete with China and India and the rest of it, that we want inflation domestically. That just makes us less competitive. It basically offshores jobs. It hurts workers who are in industries that compete with goods or services, and is just a dumb, backwards, wrong idea that the elites, you know, who live off Washington or Wall Street or Silicon Valley can get by with because they earn more than the inflation rate. But the working people of America are getting further and further behind, and they're losing good jobs.
David, has this ever worked historically?
No, never. You can't. I mean, it's basic principles. You know, you can't make prosperity out of the printing press at a central bank. Prosperity comes from workers, it comes from entrepreneurs, inventions, all the things we know that happen in free market capitalism. And what we have today is a perversion. I call it casino capitalism. You know, it's all based on gambling on Wall Street and inducing the American public to borrow and borrow like there's no tomorrow. And as a result, we have, and this is a startling figure, $64 trillion of public and private debt, household, business, government, sitting on the economy today, which is $18 trillion. That's 3.5 times more debt than essentially income or annual production. And that is a statistic that is an alarming indicator of why our economy is in such trouble and why it can't grow. When you have that much debt piled on top of everything, you're at peak debt, as I call it, everything begins to break down, to erode, to grind to a halt. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And if we don't break that syndrome, I don't see any way out. And that's why I do applaud Trump for saying that this is a false economy, it's a false stock market, and Janet Yellen ought to be ashamed of herself. She ought to be. You can't sit there with zero interest rates for 93 months and expect anything except an enormous amount of inflation on Wall Street and the savers of America in their tens of millions, the retiree savers who are getting absolutely crushed. Now, I use the metaphor of a thrifty, honest worker, 40 years in the steel mill. He managed to save $250,000 for his retirement. He's now 75, and he's getting the equivalent of one Starbucks cappuccino a day in interest on a lifetime of thrift. Right. That is crazy. That is unjust. And that's one of the reasons why there is this great uprising in the country today. It doesn't take very much common sense to realize that you can't punish savers to this degree and expect to have a productive, vibrant, and stable economy.
Well, David, it's as if they're they've disincentivized, you know, good work and loyal and hard labor that people have put into your point about the steel worker. So either they just, you know, it's all on theory, and they're hoping sooner or later they're going to come up with the right deal. And as you say, in that sense, casino capitalism, but they're, you know, they're the casino drivers on this whole deal. The other thing is, I believe the everyday American has to see that this is kind of a new form of modern slavery, because we're enslaved to this system, aren't we?
Yeah, in a sense, they have induced the great rank and file of mainstream America to become debt slaves. Everybody borrowed too much because they said, you know, we'll make the debt cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Go out and get a second mortgage. Go out and get a, you know, home equity line of credit and so forth. We now have $14 trillion of debt on the households of America. And other than maybe the top 10%, most people are tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. They struggle to make ends meet. They got to pay off the credit card bill, the mortgage, and so forth. And that is where this whole thing has led us, because the Fed is run by Keynesians who basically think debt is the magic elixir of economic life. And we know that's wrong. And this goes back to Reagan. You know, we thought we got rid of supply of the Keynesian theory and replaced it with supply side, which says it comes from capitalism, not the capital of the country.
Exactly.
It comes, you know, from investment and enterprise and sweat and risk taking and so forth. And it's been turned upside down through the agency of the central bank. If you watch the, you know, business news, watch the NBC or Bloomberg or the others, it is all front and center focused on what the Fed is going to do by way of 25 basis points of interest, which is meaningless to any businessman or household in America, and all of the word clouds and nuances that come from their statements, including the one coming up this week. Now, all of that is relevant to the gamblers on Wall Street and to the windfall gains that they would like to harvest by playing this next meeting correctly, but it does no good whatsoever. In fact, an enormous amount of harm to the real economy. Because you know what it's doing? It's actually encouraging what I call the C-suites, you know, the top executives and the corporations of America, to spend most of their time borrowing money and buying back their stock or doing M&A deals, which pump the stock market, but do nothing for the workers on their payrolls or for the future competitive and productive viability of the enterprise. They're basically eating the seed corn. And that's because they have stock options in a stock market that's totally inflated by the same people we're talking about, the 12 unelected rulers of the country. So, you know, if you follow this thing far enough, you see that everything is distorted. People borrow too much. Corporations are not investing. They're speculating with the shareholders' money and balance sheet. All of this is getting us in big trouble, leading to a dead end. And I think that's one of the big issues that's on the table for this election.
Well, David Stockman, I know people want to know what they can do about it. And I say, first of all, get David Stockman's book, Trump, The Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. You need to educate yourself, see what's going on, see what these 12 unelected officials have done to us, how they have turned this into a modern day form of slavery. And guess what? We're in, they're not, and all is well for them.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We are committed to doing everything we can. Eagle Forum, former leader and founder, Phyllis Schlafly, believed in that it was going to be a grassroots movement to get this country back on track. It demands that we all get involved. It's all hands on deck kind of issue. And here to help us remember the grand lady is the president of Eagle Forum, Ed Martin. Ed was elected the president of Eagle Forum by the board of directors in January of this year. Phyllis Schlafly, whom the board elevated to chairman of the board and CEO, said of Ed that he is uniquely qualified and prepared to carry on the essential educational and political leadership of Eagle Forum that has made it the premier organization of grassroots volunteers in the conservative movement. He is fully committed to all the values and principles that Eagle Forum has always espoused. Ed is a lawyer who holds an advanced degree in medical ethics and philosophy, was awarded postgraduate fellowships in Italy and Indonesia as well. And his wife, Carol, is also a physician. So we got a lot of talent, and we're blessed to have Ed with us this morning. Ed Martin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. And I know Phyllis enjoyed being on your program. She loved doing radio, especially. I tell people when I used to go over her house, we'd sit down at her desk, and the last year and a half, we would just take call after call and do interviews, and she enjoyed your program. I know she did your program, one of the final programs she did. She was on your program, so it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's an honor. And then, again, so many people respected and honored Phyllis, from her passing. And of course, she was such an iconic figure, going back to the latter 40s through 50s, one of the original Goldwater girls, did everything she could for the sake of the unborn. And she was a consummate fighter for conservative values.
Well, you're right, Bill. And, one of the things I was thinking of as we were doing that introduction is, I've been working for Phyllis for 3.5 years. I actually was, your intro, she made me successor, president to her about 1.5 years ago. It was January of 15. But these years together, I've had the chance to sit sort of by her side and ask a lot of questions and to see. And, you know, she had incredible gifts. Obviously, people know she was a great speaker. She was she had great judgment. I think her judgment may be the top one of all. But one of the things she was so good at was she was a great writer. And I've been going through her writings over the last couple of years, really studying how she thought about things. And what you said at the beginning as we're coming on the program, she will be influential because her insight was that you could educate and motivate and get moving the grassroots. And when you did, you could really see a dramatic change in what the values were that became, you know, in our elected officials. And that's really what she was doing. That's kind of what I learned from her, and we have to carry on. She wanted that.
Well, Ed, you know, a lot of people look at the government that we have today in this 21st century America, and some are willing to throw their hands up and say, look, it's beyond the tipping point. The shadow government, the levers of our bureaucracy are being pulled by unelected officials, and we just don't have a fair fight. But for Phyllis, she never believed in that. She knew it was an uphill battle, that we had a lot of things to overcome. But she kept her eye on the ball, that it was about, you know, we the people, and we the people could not surrender. And this is what happened, you know?
Yeah, no, Bill, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that because one of the things that I've been reflecting on is ERA, which she's so incredibly, you know, she gave a speech that she loved to show called Doing the Impossible. And it was about how no one said she could do it. And on a number of times, but I watched that ERA. A lot of what she said that the left wanted to do with ERA, they've done in piecemeal. You know, they she predicted in 1978, 79, transgender bathrooms, women in combat, changing the family, you know, hurting spouses, wives' ability to stay home, all these things. But I said to her once, you know, do you feel like you've lost, you know, you've won that battle, but you're losing the war? And she said, no, you have to keep, there's always something. And yet she had a sort of optimism about the human person and about, and certainly about America as a nation that kept her going. And so, you know, even in this election cycle, I think people, she agreed, we're at a transformative moment. You know, she used to love to say, Obama said he wants to fundamentally transform America. That's what he said and what he's doing. And so, you know, that is right. She had an optimism. And even to the end, she had such a smile. And I came to believe and understand, this is very private, but it's her faith that informed
you.
She had a great relationship with God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the book that you were able to write with her, The Conservative Case for Trump, congratulations on it, because, as you say, her ability, and I think the team effort here in articulating the conservative message in this particular case, it was to, you know, give some support and clarity for those that have their doubts about one Donald Trump.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, I've been reading her books back, and there's so many books, and maybe, Bill, over the coming months and years, I can come on and talk about some of these things, because I want to really claim her legacy as a writer. But when you look at that book, we had the publisher, they said, you have about 8 weeks. And the truth be told, Phyllis and I started, and the editor said, I'm going to give you Brett Decker, who writes a lot as an editor, move this along. We just had to race through it. But what Phyllis did there, like she always did, is she cut through it. There's not a lot of chatter. There's not a lot of there's no anti-Hillary. This is about for Trump.
Right.
And these 10 chapters say why you can be comfortable in understanding why Trump is good for conservatives. And it was a joy to do it. And it was fascinating to have. She's a terribly harsh editor, to be honest. She just, she was brutal because she was such a good writer. She just didn't understand why you do it like that. So it was a great privilege.
Well, and, you know, when you look at, you know, the time here, the timeline, in a very few months now, we're seeing more conservatives and Republicans realizing that Trump is not the boogeyman that the mainstream media has made him out to be.
Yeah, and let me tell you a couple stories, Bill, because it's better to tell you about Phyllis and things. Phyllis met with Trump on March 11th, and they talked about the platform, and she asked him for help in keeping it conservative. But then she moved on at the end of the conversation, right before she endorsed him. She said, will you promise you'll appoint judges like Scalia? And justice was like Scalia, and he said yes. In other words, in that book, you'll see she honed in on the issues that conservatives have to understand. Judges, the immigration invasion, the free trade deal, political correctness, which Trump has shattered. So, and look, Phyllis is such a genius, Bill. Even the timing of the book, we tried to get it done earlier. It came out. I mean, amazingly, she died the day before the book launched. So everyone watched it. The book just was announced yesterday. It's number 16 on the New York Times bestseller list first week out. So it's and you're right. Her message is not running downhill. It's saying to conservatives, okay, you had reservations, but here's why you have to come around. And he would say politics is where the action is, and you have to come around. She was for Romney, even though it wasn't her first pick, and she was 100% for Romney. She never said, I'm going to sit it out. You know, she never said, one of her things, Bill, she loved to say was, if you want a third party, fourth party, or fifth party, go to Europe. They have plenty of them.
Exactly.
Here, we're a two-party system. Make
that's right.
it better. And that's what this book is about.
You having the privilege to be around her and this close for 3 years, and as you said, she was a consummate writer, and her insight was absolutely brilliant. What are a couple of the golden nuggets that you got from Phyllis?
Well, the one I like to share is that one time we were fighting over Boehner. John Boehner had done one of these CRs or deals, and I was in her office, and we were chirping about it, and I said something like, Boehner's he's a such and such. I don't know what it was. That's something about him. You know, he's not a truth-telling liar. I don't know. She paused and she looked at me and she said, Ed, it's never about the person. Never make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
She said, our position is we make the argument with the best facts, as many as we can. If we don't win first go around, we add more facts and we keep going. And I thought about that as an insight to what she did. She never let, even when they attacked her, even after she died, they attacked
yes,
her.
Yes, exactly.
She never was... Oh, that's another one, by the way. Another quick story, Bill. I was with her about 6 months ago, and someone was attacking her, I think, or whatever. I said, how do you not get mad? I'm Irish. Like, I don't want to go find somebody and fight.
Right.
And she said, Ed, it's like water off a duck's back. And then she paused and she said, of course, it takes a while to get used to it. In other words, she's a human being. I mean, we all are, but it's... So she had this, her insights I could talk about for hours about policy. But her
Ed, we're going to, as you said, and I'm looking forward to having you back and you picking up the radio legacy here of one Phyllis Schlafly on Bill Martinez Live. Ed Martin, The Conservative Case for Trump, a book that he...
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. No matter where you live, natural disasters can strike at any time. Right now, it's hurricane season, when tropical storms and hurricanes can bring dangerous, costly flooding and wind damage along the coast and inland. So take the time to protect your home and property today and get hurricane strong. Leslie Chapman Henderson, CEO, Federal Alliance for Safe Homes.
More than half of U.S. homeowners are without adequate property insurance to make complete financial recovery after a hurricane. So with peak hurricane season underway, it's vital that families not only have an emergency preparedness plan for safety, but a financial plan to help them build back, bounce back, and recover quickly from a worst-case scenario. Contact your insurance company for an insurance checkup today and invest in flood insurance. That way, you'll be protected the next time tropical or severe weather strikes.
Know your risk and have a plan. Get hurricane strong. For more information, visit ready.gov or flash.org.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America 14. Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Past interviews, things that are available for you that hopefully will bless you, along with our sponsors that have been so faithful to support all the good things that we do here and that we're striving for. More specifically, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. If we're going to get this country back on track, let's call it for what it is. Let's not get involved in all this fluffy language, you know, this, don't hurt my feelings kind of language, you know, because it's like we're putting off the inevitable. We're just soft-talking and getting around the real issue. And the fact of the matter is across this country, is people are in pain. I mean, they're having to deal with, this economy, dealing with real life issues. I would say that, it's probably not a wonder that people have become more and more skeptical about all the institutions that are here, supposedly to serve them. And maybe because we've lost sight of the real truth and the real matters, that are most important, not a new car, not a better job, on and on, although those things, they're there for those and available. But, there's some real life issues where the rubber meets the road. And, our next guest, Timothy Keller, and I'm excited to have him back with us. He's always welcome whenever he gets a break. But between all his commitments, whenever we can get him on, and this seems to be an annual event. In Timothy Keller, in his new book, Making Sense of God, he points out that we do live in an age of skepticism. It's as if these institutions that we've so counted on and have been reliable in the past have fallen apart, and they've left us hungering here. Timothy Keller, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm glad to be here. Even annually, I'd even come more often if you asked me.
I loved it. I always love to have you on, so I always look forward to it. By the way, right off the bat, I want you to know, in our last conversation, we talked about the songs of Jesus and the book that you and Kathy, your wife, had put together. And I just want you to know how much you've blessed me with that. This has been part of my evening reading and devotion. I was looking for something that I could, have for evening devotion. I do something regularly in the morning. But I want you to know how much you've blessed me with that.
Well, it's not me. It's the Psalms.
Yes.
That's just blessing you.
Yeah, well, it's you being faithful to it, you know, for all that you invested, the time, you know, the commitment, and it wasn't like it was a drudgery for you. I know that. It's not a drudgery to get into the Word of God. It really, truly is a blessing, you know, for us that live on, you know, not bread, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, right?
Exactly right.
Right. Well, let's talk about the new book, Making Sense of God. Why?
Well, you mean why the book?
Yes, why the book?
Yeah, well, I wrote a book called Reason for God some years ago that kind of made a traditional case for Christianity. Uh-huh. And, you know, here's why it's true. I came to realize that the book doesn't start far back enough for people. A lot of people don't even think it's worth their time to find out whether it's true. And why should I even consider it? They see Christianity as irrelevant, superstitious, superfluous. And so this book starts back further and asks people, tries to show people why Christianity does make sense and why it's and what it offers. Mm-hmm. It offers them meaning and freedom and identity and hope and satisfaction, all the things they're looking for anyway, and actually questions whether or not they can find those things without God as well as they could with God. Mm-hmm. So it's trying to show that Christianity makes emotional and cultural sense, not trying to prove it's true. So somebody has said, in a way, it's not so much a series of answers for people who think they have questions. It's more like a series of questions for people who already think they have the answers that they can make it without God.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Pastor, when you look historically, you know, over nations of the past and when Christianity flourished, what did you find? I mean, you know, as the Bible says, people were rejoicing. Their creativity, levels of creativity, production, some of the best, innovations that have come to humanity have, you know, come from people of faith.
Yes, but now that isn't well known anymore. And actually, when you say it, people really resist that. And they say, that can't be true. So that part of what I'm doing in that book is trying to show our ideas about human rights, about the worth of the individual, about the importance of the body, of taking care of the poor. Yes, in this book, I try to show that these things did come down to us from Christianity, but actually, I don't think that's very well known, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, among others.
Well, when you consider, for example, one of the hot topics across our country, as you know, is regarding civil rights. And, you know, it was the church that led the war on slavery ignited a civil war. And I still maintain that had we stayed connected to the church, if the church was able to maintain a voice, we'd have been beyond this. Moments we've had, it's almost like the book of Judges. You know, God has sent us leaders, and I believe Martin Luther King was one of those leaders that God sent us. And, here we are. We kind of get it when the leaders, you know, are here. It helps out because God doesn't want us running around in circles and continuing to be at each other's throats here. When, what I see is, and I sense across the country, a majority of Americans want to get way beyond this. We realize the importance of life, the importance of one another, that we're all in this boat together. We don't need to be divided and think that we live amongst less thans than, you know, as compared to more thans. And this is what Christianity, in terms of a worldview, gives us, is that we're more than when our identity is in God and not in humanity.
That's right. And Christians, that's what Christians call for. I think, Bill, the reason we have to be patient with doubters is because they've also seen Christians who have been the problem. Not, with Martin Luther King Jr. and the African-American church, the church basically brought about the civil rights movement. They said, this is what the Bible says. We're all in the image of God. We're all equal, black and white. So it's true that out of the church came the civil rights movement, and you're also right in saying out of the church came the emancipation of the slaves and so on. But there are also Christians who were slave owners and defended slavery, and there are also Christians who are racist. And so that's what confuses the world. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we have to make our case patiently, because I can understand, because they do see Christians on both, on the bad side too, and that can confuse people.
Yeah, lest we forget that we are all human, and this is why we stand on God's grace, Pastor Keller, because that's what we need, because we just so fall short. And sometimes people have this perspective, and I understand with you, you know, why people are skeptical, because they have this perception that because you're a Christian, you're supposed to be perfect. If anything, if you're really a Christian and you're walking with God, you realize your imperfection.
Well, you know, actually, that's a very, very good point. See, as Christians, we know we're saved by grace. We are saved just because God forgives us through Jesus. But from outside, I think a person who's not a believer thinks that you're saved by being a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to heaven because you're really good. So if they see a person who's a Christian saying, I believe I'm going to heaven, they say, oh, you must think you're a really good person. So part of the problem is they don't understand what the gospel is, and that makes them think that all Christians are marked by pride, and that's not true. So it's a communication problem. We have to make it very clear what the gospel is, that you're saved by grace, not by being moral and right. good enough.
Well, sometimes what happens, it's almost like an alcoholic. When they've done it, you know, they've done the 12-step program, they feel like they've done it on their own. They don't want to be around
yeah.
anybody that, wants to have a glass of wine. They're just, absolutely judgmental, because that's the way they can control themselves and see themselves. And that's
yeah.
when you do it within your own power. The Christian faith says it's not you, it's God working through you. And that is counterintuitive.
Yeah. No, that's right. But that is the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you wrote the book, and we talk about, the skeptic, but it's also a blessing, making sense of God for the ardent believer. I mean, this pulls back another, sheath of the onion skin, and, to kind of, reconnect us again with the significance of the gospel message and who our God is.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, yes, that's true. You got it.
Well, the big takeaway, I mean, we've touched on things here. We got about a minute left here, Pastor Keller. What do you want people to take away from this?
Well, I think the if you put the making sense of God together with reason for God, you have an argument that Christianity makes emotional, cultural, and rational sense. That it is emotional sense, meaning it really makes you, it gives you what you're looking for. Cultural sense, it really would be good for society. And rational sense, it's really true, and there are reasons for believing that. You put them together, I think you have a strong case for Christianity making sense, and that's what I'm hoping you'll get.
It'll make sense, and also it will change your life, no doubt about it. What you thought you started out to be, and what you will be blessed to be as a result of identifying with the one who created you. A huge difference. Making Sense of God, from the number one best-selling author, Timothy Keller, pastor, writer, obviously, and New York Times best-selling author. Pastor Timothy Keller with us on Bill Martinez Live. Timothy, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It's just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Paid Military Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office.